Om Shanti and welcome. This is a very interesting session on environment, consciousness, what is going on in the world, and what can I do seeing all these changes. Now you feel the world is changing very fast at the moment now. Sometimes it's a bit crazy, no? War, tension, climate change, economy is also, and sometimes it's a bit scary, no? Is it? Not scary?
Not anymore.
Not anymore, little bit sometimes, no? Yeah, not anymore. So I will have three parts of this presentation, and in between we do some meditation, yeah, to sort of have it a bit more experience oriented, and at the end maybe you have some questions, and I have also some brochures from our Environment Initiative. So our world is definitely in trouble if we look right now. It's like a patient which is on the intensive care. No? Yeah, it's working. So we have wars going on, and if you look at the statistics all over the world, the numbers of wars is actually increasing. And every day you hear some news of bombardment or killings or whatever is going on, and it's flaring up everywhere around the world, the tension. A lot of hot spots also there, and everybody's saying, yeah, we are going, we will do this, we will do that. So number of wars is going up. We have big problem of overpopulation. Planet now, I think 8.5 billion, is it? 8.5 billion is the latest number, is it? And India has, who knows it? How many in India? What's the population? Huh? 1.5. India is the biggest now. Very good. No, that's too much, brother. Ye wo band hai. This. Ah, better? Okay. Thank you. Bahut dhanyawad. No. Ye wala on. Okay. Okay, so we'll settle that. And because of all this overpopulation, we create also a lot of pollution. And we're not very smart in transport, power generation, so we create climate change because of the emissions. Since 150 years, the planet is on fire. We're burning forests, we're burning coal, and that gases going in the atmosphere, they change the composition of the atmosphere, and that's what's called the greenhouse gas effect. You can actually do it at home. You build a little glass house, and when you put CO2 inside, the temperature will go up. Because CO2, all the heat... Bus, it's okay. So all the heat which is being trapped inside the greenhouse, the more CO2, the more it traps the heat. Light is converted into heat. It's physics. Because some people say climate change is a hoax, you know, like Donald Trump and all this. But you can make the experiment yourself, and it's quite well known. And 98% of all scientific studies, they agree climate change is created by us, and it's happening. Then because of that, we have economic problems, and you can see all over the world that the economy is in big problems right now. I just spoke to Sonia in Copenhagen, and she told me that the government is laying off all the people from government's jobs because government doesn't have money. You know? Government is also bankrupt. And yesterday I read that the global debt is now 5 times of the GDP of the world. GDP means the global domestic product, so all goods which are produced, all money which is being created, it's the GDP, global domestic product. And the whole GDP of the world means the whole turnover of the world, 5 times more is the debt of the world. So we, even by normal means, we cannot pay back all the debt of the world. So the world is actually bankrupt. Total, but all the countries are also bankrupt. America itself, I was in America recently and they told me America has $35 trillion government debt. $35 trillion. Can you imagine? That's $3,500 billion. Just debt, government debt, you know. That's why you have all these turbulences at the financial markets at the moment. So we have also deepening of social economic inequality. Now the rich people are becoming more and more rich, and the poor people become more and more poor. And the middle class is disappearing. That's also happening. Yeah? And when I was young, it was very easy to find, when I'm 65 now, so when I was 20, in the 80s, in Germany, very easy to find a job. Very easy to get a good job, good payment, you know, no problem. Everywhere jobs available now, very difficult to get a good job. You know, so that's the situation all over the world now, economic crisis. And then, of course, we have the fear of pandemics, and also we have the danger of AI, artificial intelligence. They all say, who's using AI? ChatGPT? Yeah, I'm also using sometimes. You know, I just got an email from ChatGPT, no, from Zoom. And Zoom told me, oh, Golo, you're a very good user of Zoom. And we are offering now to you AI. So you can make your Zoom call more easy and you don't have to think so much. And I said, oh, that would be very nice. You know, there's a button now. When you make a Zoom call, then you click the button and Zoom will automatically make a protocol of the talking. It will. You don't have to write anymore the content, you know, this person said that. You can ask Zoom and AI will write it down. You know, and 3 days ago I said, okay, AI, can you tell me what is the outlook of Brahma Kumaris on destruction? And then AI, good. And after 10 seconds, you know, as per AI, the majority of Brahmins believe that the end of the world is in 2036. Yes, you're right. That's what AI says. The majority of BKs believe in 2036. It's very interesting. You can ask AI, how is the creation of the world being done? And AI will say, how BK believe? It has access to the mullahs. It has access to all web pages, you know. And the problem is, AI is a killer, an energy killer. If you, for each AI, you need, for each question, it takes a lot of energy. And all these new data centers are being built with their own power station. Because AI consumes so much power. Already 10% of the global electrical demand is being utilized for AI. 10% of all electricity already go to AI. And that's why at the moment chips and computers and RAMs and all this has doubled in price, because everybody wants chips for AI. So AI is very tricky, and it's a bit of a menace, you know, and very, very tricky. So we have pandemics and we have also AI, which can cause problem in the near future, because AI might take over, you know. I'm sure soon the government will ask, oh, AI, please come with a master plan to solve all this problem. AI will come with a master plan. Then government will say, okay, AI, please execute it. It's too much. AI will execute it. And now there is a court case going on where they are trying to give to AI legal status as a person. So AI can form a company and start doing business. Isn't that interesting? So many interesting things are happening around the world, and the earth is in trouble. But today, a little bit more about climate change, what is happening. And you see, our climate is changing rapidly. I have been recently at climate conference in Belém, and a little bit listened to latest scientific reports. You know, you not necessarily you get these reports, because they're very technically in nature. They're by research institutes, by scientists. They're not so easy to understand. And they say that the global warming is worsening and worsening and worsening. And the changes in weather are now everywhere. You have some changes in weather in your local place? You can feel crazy weather? Yeah. Everywhere now crazy weather. So what happened is, we have rising temperatures here. And because of rising temperatures, we have more storms. And you know, in India, there was in September, big flooding in Punjab and Haryana. And 80% of the rice and the wheat got destroyed. 80%. And Punjab is the wheat chamber of India. Most of the wheat comes from North India. And it got destroyed just like 1 month, rain. So many farms got destroyed, you know. Then recently in Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Malaysia, also heavy flooding everywhere. So this extreme is happening. So more and worse, we also have then more and worse droughts everywhere. California was major this year, major forest fire, the biggest ever. And so much forest got destroyed in California. And everywhere in the world now, big forest fires. So we have more and more animal extinction. Because of that, the biodiversity is suffering. And then we have a lot of health issues for humans. In Europe, when there's a heat wave, the old people can't take it. And the children, they suffer. And the women also. So in India, last year I was in Delhi in May, it was 52.7 degrees in Delhi, 52.7 degrees. And the air condition couldn't manage anymore. You know, air condition only could make 30 degrees, not colder. I went into a shopping mall and I came inside and said, oh, it's very hot here. And I went on first floor, it was 30 degrees. Then I went on second floor, it was 35 degrees. Then I went straight down and I sit into a coffee shop and I drank a coffee and it was 28 degrees in the coffee shop and the AC was running full force. I was just doing time pass until my flight to Germany and asked the manager, what is going on? He says, we're running full force with the air condition. But outside is 52 degrees, he says, if I increase more, the air condition will explode. It's already at the limit. So that's the situation. And if you don't have air condition, how you can manage? If nighttime temperature doesn't drop below 35 degrees, you cannot sleep in 35 degrees. It's not possible. So people get exhausted with this heat, you know. So a lot of health issues also. Malaria also comes to Europe now, across the Alp, because it's so warm that the malaria mosquito comes over. So then also we have more droughts all over the world and everywhere it's happening now. Then rising sea level. The ice is melting now much faster than anticipated and you know 80% of people are living along the sea or the coast. And all our major seaports, you know, New York, Sydney, Bombay, Calcutta, these are all Madras. You know, all these places are prone for flooding already. Bombay already gets flooding once or twice a year. Now when the seawater level rises half a meter, you have to evacuate Bombay. Or 1 meter, you cannot manage the city any longer. And that is what is in the pipeline, because the poles are melting much faster and the glaciers are melting much faster. So much more water coming. So because of that, we have economic losses. At the climate conference, they said that every year now, the damage because of climate change is more than $500 billion. Every year already $500 billion because of climate change damage all over the world. And food production is also dropping since 2 years, global food production, because that's why food prices are going up. Is your food prices going up in your home place? Huh? Going up? You go to supermarket, you say, oh my God, vegetable, you know. In some places you don't even get. That's the situation now, you know. And Baba has foretold us this. So, this is very serious stuff. And now I can see all faces are very, very, very serious. You know, nobody's laughing. So I have a slide to make you all laugh. Because this is difficult times. And difficult times is always the greatest opportunity for all of us to rise. And I have two animals here. One is monkey, bandar in Hindi. And one is elephant. That is, what is elephant? Hathi. So bandar and hathi. And you see, both are very optimistic. You know, elephant is flying already in the air and believes little monkey will grab me. Huh? And little monkey is also holding the hands out because he believes he can hold big elephant. So they are mid-air already. They can't stop. They cannot go back, you know. But both are very optimistic. And the reason is this time is a time of crisis. And at the same time, it is a time of chance for all of us to change, to think, and to rise above our normal things we expect from ourselves. So in times of crisis, normally this is a chance for humanity to raise and do its best, you know. And likewise for the B case, this is on one side a sadness, you know, the old world is going, but on the other side it's also joy and happiness, because Baba says this is the Sangam Yuga, the most beneficial confluence age. So I would like to do a little meditation with you for 3 minutes and just contemplate that we see this as a chance. So let's sit. I'll give a little commentary. So let us concentrate and relax, and we all can see the world is in trouble. And normally when we see all these problems, we would get scared. But now things are changing for us, because Baba has found us, and Baba told us, children, you are immortal beings of light. And this is the drama which is coming from one age into the another age. This is Sangam Yuga, the age of transformation. So there's nothing to worry when I see these changes, when I can see the destruction around me. And more is going to come. This is just a rehearsal, a beginning. This is the transformation. The old will go, and the new will be created. And this is my chance. This is our chance to become a creator and to become a change maker. I am detached. I am fearless, and I am loving. No worries. Om Shanti. So this was just a little meditation and an inspiration to see all these news not as a threat, or not being scared about it. These things will come closer to us also, and they will start also affecting our life. Some places already they affect our life. In Brazil we have seen many people who are suffering under climate change and already affected. And many islands and many third world countries already big problems with food, big problems with land, and big problems with weather. So far most of us have been very lucky. Europe still managing, you know, but the signals are all over. So the big question is, what can be done? And what is Brahma Kumaris doing about all these kind of issues and situations around in the world? So one thing is, we raise awareness. Awareness raising is, you share information, you have personal talks, you make a program, you go in schools, you go to university, you make a YouTube channel, whatever. There are many, many opportunities to share information. Then we can become active and join initiatives and do things for clean technology and benefit for nature. Brahma Kumaris has a lot of activities. I will share a little bit what we're all doing. And then, of course, we can do meditation. That's our core speciality. Because in meditation, I change my mindset and I change the vibration. And the vibration which I create is creating the world around me. So Brahma Kumaris has started to join UN many, many years ago. I think the first one was UNESCO. That was in the 80s. And then we became part of so many UN conferences. So there is, you can see United Nations Environment Program, then United Nations for Climate Change, United Nations for Water, United Nations Conference on Oceans, and United Nations for Biodiversity. These are all the major UN conferences where all experts come together, scientists together, and they discuss, they talk, how can we save planet Earth? And Brahma Kumaris, and by far the biggest conference, the most important, is the climate conference. And this year we have been to Belém in Brazil, and we were 60,000 delegates. And I have a little video here, and now we need some sound.
Welcome to COP30 in Belém, Brazil. I'm Sonia from the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative, and we have a big group here together in the COP. And our main purpose here is to bring peace, is to bring calm and silence to this very noisy, to this very chaotic and stressful environment. And we believe when you are peaceful, you will actually align with yourself and your values, and you will take better decisions. Here in the COP, we have a new project called Global Ethical Stocktake, launched by the Brazilian presidency, and is asking everyone to check in their personal, regional, national ethical. What are my ethics? What's my consciousness telling me to do? And my inner ethics and principle will guide me to take the right decision. And here in COP, yes, we have an exhibition. Today we inaugurated the stand. And also Golo had a program in the International Solar Hub talking about renewable energy and linking that to ethics, to peace, and to care for the environment. And Maureen today, she also had a side event together with other faith-based organizations talking about climate justice, talking about the ethical stocktake and aligning with your inner conscience. And we'll have programs every day, every evening we do live stream from our Climate Wisdom Studio, where we invite two guests, the head of organizations, civil society, politicians, and we ask them about personal motivation to be here, what their plans for the future are, and what their plans for the action and practical implementation are. So we are getting busy. And we're also getting used to the very hot climate here in Belém, and I'm looking forward to be with you these 2 weeks. Thank you.
So you have seen what we're doing at the conference. It's a massive thing. It goes for 2 weeks. We have 30 programs inside the COP. We have 25 interviews with our climate studio. And so far, and we stream it live on internet. And we go Facebook, Instagram, all this kind of stuff. We do advertisement campaign, very professional. And we have more than 2 million viewers on this stuff so far. So we are going there and trying to cheer up people, because the result at the climate conference is a bit disastrous. You know, because the UN has a speciality, you need unity to take a decision. So imagine there are 190 countries coming together with their delegation, and you have oil producing countries like Saudi Arabia, you have islands in the Pacific which are disappearing because of seawater level rise, and they have totally different interests. The oil countries want to produce oil and want to have revenue. The poor countries which are disappearing, they want to stop climate change. In between you have the whole world population, 190 countries. So this time there was a lot of good ideas, you know, as usual. They wanted to stop the use of fossil fuels, oil, gas and coal, or they wanted to phase it out, but it was blocked by the oil producing countries. Russia and America indirectly also blocked it. So the conference could not agree to stop fossil fuels. Then there was an initiative to save the forests, you know, to stop cutting the trees. That initiative also did not make it, was not adopted. Can you imagine? So all the good ideas, they say, next conference we'll do it, next conference. So there are good ideas and countries which are promoting and pushing them, but then there are also countries which are not interested to do it right now because it's not in their economic interest. So because of short-term economic interests, our planet slowly goes in that direction, you know. And this is what Baba also said. Humans, they will try, but they don't have the power and the strength to do it. And when you go to these conferences, you can see that very clearly. And our job is to go there and to bring hope and to bring love and compassion. Because scientists get desperate, activists get desperate, the politicians also get desperate. Only the negotiator from oil countries and from the banks, big money is happy. But all the rest of the people, they're actually suffering. So it's a very dramatic time, because all these problems of the world, they come together at this conference and they come up and everybody's aware about it, you know. So we do also good yoga, and there's also a global meditation going on, especially for the climate conference. And it's the biggest conference, the biggest event Brahma Kumaris is participating every year. So it's a big thing. And slowly, slowly, they're realizing us from Brahma Kumaris, you know. We have started to go there 20 years ago in Copenhagen, COP 16 or 15 in 2009. And since then, every year we have been to the climate conference. Very interesting experience. And slowly people realize. And we also work very closely with interfaith organization. So we work with the Christian church, we work with the Hindu community, we work with Buddhists, you know, all sorts of people, they are there. And we try to join an alliance and bring together all the people of faith and the people of goodness, you know. So it's very, very interesting. Because as Brahmins, you have to work together with other people, which is not so often the case. You know, we are often in our bubble, living in our BK bubble, and we say, oh, I'm a BK and I go to center in Om Shanti, I'm very pure, everything is very good. But in the conference, you have to join hands with all the people, you know, and you have to work with them, and you have to find a common ground. So it's very interesting. You have to adapt. It's a challenge sometimes, but very beneficial and very fruitful also. So, climate conference is interesting. And the next one is in Antalya, in Turkey. And we already hired a big villa, big house for our team. And yesterday we had the first Zoom call with the local center in Antalya. And the sisters, they said, oh my God, this climate conference is going to happen in my town. You know, it's changing. 60,000 delegates are coming, high security, military, 100 head of states, prime ministers, politicians, everybody is coming. 3,000-4,000 people from the press. All major television stations are there. There are 50 television studios there, makeshift. So it's a big circus, big show. So let us see what is in drama. And if this conference is going to take place, I don't know, because drama is very shaky. Very, very shaky. You know? So, Brahma Kumaris also is doing a lot of activities practically. I will share now a little bit what we're doing practically. You can see here we are, this is Gyan Sarovar photo. I'm sharing now what we're doing in terms of solar, of good technology. This is backside here of Gyan Sarovar, backside of Harmony House. And we have more than 500 systems in India, in the centers, and we inspire our center to go green. We have a green policy, and we inspire them to put photovoltaic, solar hot water, solar cooking, all these things. And we're building right now 700 kilowatt system. And next time you come, Gyan Sarovar will be totally on solar power. This is our kitchen rooftop. Last year we completed solar cooking system with photovoltaic. So the electricity goes down into the kitchen, and in the kitchen we have induction cooking vessel, and the food you're eating is partly cooked by solar power. Huh? So that's already going on, it's already happening. These are all big projects, now they're all a couple of $100,000, you know. It's all big, big projects, not like peanuts, big projects. And in Shantivan, this is our Shantivan campus, we have a big solar cooker here, which is still running, which provides steam for the kitchen. And we have also a lot of photovoltaic in Shantivan. But we have also our India One solar power plant. Who has visited India One? Okay, very few hands are going up. If you have time, please go there. It's a very interesting, Baba's very special project. It was a 10 million euro project, sponsored partly by the German government, the Indian government. It was the biggest grant Brahma Kumaris ever received. We got the 7-8 million US dollar grant from government. Can you imagine? Baba's blessing and special engineering, otherwise not possible. And we built ourselves these big dishes. They are 60 square meter, made out of 900 single pieces, all round, all curved. We made ourselves. And this is the total shot from top. And we installed also 1 megawatt photovoltaic here, and here another 1 megawatt. So now it's solar thermal plus photovoltaic, and we supply the power to Shantivan campus. And soon we have also enough power there to supply total Shantivan. So that is also going on. So Baba has given message, outside there will be darkness, and you in Brahma Kumaris, you will have light. So Baba many years ago said this in the Murli life on stage, Baba said it. And so now we can see practically how it's happening. When I started solar, I never could imagine that we install such big systems. You know, each solar cell, a single solar cell, was like gold. It was very costly, and to bring it to India was like, oh my God, now we have thousands and thousands and thousands. And if we do project, I think, okay, we need $300,000. I say, okay, we'll get it done somehow, you know. Money comes. Baba is organizing everything. It's quite amazing, actually. Then, so if you have time, please go to Shantivan. It's 2 kilometers outside of Shantivan. It's called India One. Everybody knows it. It's Baba's solar power station. If you go back to Ahmedabad, you can ask the taxi to stop there. No? It's on the way. Just outside of Shantivan campus. We just also built a biogas plant. And you can see here, we are now collecting all the garbage in all three campuses, and we are segregating all the garbage. And inside the biogas here, we are sort of taking the biodegradable waste, means all vegetables, all greenery. We are mixing it with water and sending it into the big digester. And the big digester, you know, when we started it, it's like a fermenter. It's fermenting the food, fermenting the green biomass. And you know who's the best digester for green biomass? It's the cow. So in order to get the right bacteria, we took cow dung, put it inside the digester, and a little bit of greenery, and let it sit for 6 weeks. And then the cow dung is growing, it's nice warm, it's digesting the greenery, and it becomes like a stomach of the cow. And then we're getting biogas, methane, which is collected on top. So the methane is going inside to a generator, and the generator runs already, 50 kilowatt generator, so we can use the biogas, the methane, for generator or for transportation. And then we're getting here also a sludge, it means a fertilizer. We're pumping it out and distributing on the field, and this is the very, very good fertilizer. So instead of throwing things outside, now we're segregating plastic, we're selling paper, we're selling glass, we're selling, and the biomass goes into Clean Park. It's called Clean Park in the biogas plant. You can also look it up. There's also a webpage called Clean Park. So we have this, and it's working very, very, very nicely. So now you can see Brahma Kumaris is doing a lot of activities in clean technology, and we are the biggest user of solar energy, institutional user of solar energy in India. We're very, very, very well known amongst universities and research organizations as one of the leaders and prime institution in solar implementation. So Baba became a little bit famous through all these kind of activities. So now we can see that clean technology is available. Yeah? You see, all this is, we started 30 years ago. Money is available. No? Money is available. Funds. Yeah. And it's also the need of the time. So what stops us? What do you think? Any idea? What stops us? Why we're not doing it? Come on. Pardon? Oh, space is plenty. Too much space. Everywhere is space. That's not the problem. So many deserts we have, we can put solar there. Space is no problem. Or? Awareness is also there. Decision makers, no politicians, no scientists, no, even the business people know. Everybody knows. Mindset? Yes. Mindset. Huh? Huh? Lack of determination and? Government is, yeah, government is also mixed bag. La, so good, yeah, so. We lost connection to our inner goodness, to ethics and values. We think we are the body, and we forgot we're immortal souls, and our true nature is love, peace, and happiness. And we totally lost connection to our inner core, to our eternal part. Who am I? The first lesson in Brahma Kumaris. When you take the course, it's the first lesson, who am I? No? I lost connection to my inner divinity, to my goodness. And that's why people become greedy, you know? They all want their... Okay, so let's have a little reflection on this paragraph, what we have seen now. So let's sit and relax a bit. So I have seen that there is a lot of good technology available. Solar, biomass, and Brahma Kumaris is using all these things since many, many years. Baba is providing help and assistance. And in Yakya we are preparing for the time to come. So now, let us all prepare on the inside. What I have to do to strengthen this transformation? I have to connect to my inner goodness, to divine values, to love, and compassion. What I love, I do not destroy. I take care. If I take care, I look after things. I connect to love and send the love to the planet. And to the decision makers, to inspire them for goodness and greatness. But I also look into my personal field. Where can I do something practical? Plant some trees. Do a little gardening. Collect my waste separate, install a solar system on my rooftop, join hands with others, creating awareness. Slowly, I'm coming back. So, we have to reveal our full potential. You know, and I was very lucky when I came in Gyan, and I came first time to Madhuban. That was 1985. And you come to the courtyard in Madhuban, and there was sitting Daddy Kumaka, and there was sitting Daddy Janki, and all the daddies were everywhere. And then Daddy Kumaka was looking and says, "Oh, who are you? Huh? Your first time?" I said, "Yes." And the daddy started chatting with you, you know. It was a small family. And we were in season 150 foreigners. And Baba came every second night. And we all had personal meetings. Many times on stage, and Baba spoke. So it was a different world. And I was very lucky that I was close to Daddy Janki also. Who has met Daddy Janki? Okay, mostly, not everybody, yeah. She left us some years ago in the middle of Corona, and I was here. It was quite dramatic. And Daddy was also an inspiration. Very, very knowledgeful. And Daddy gave me the inspiration and the understanding. You know what we have to do, but we cannot do it. Why? What is in between us and the good action? What is in between us and the good action? It starts with K. It's a very famous word. Huh? What is between us and the action? What stops us?
Knowledge.
No. Knowledge would help us. It's karma. Karma, the evil karma. And Daddy gave an explanation, what is the sign of karma? You know? And I never forget that, and I like to share with you. So the first sign is, you want something and it does not happen. You know, I always wanted to become a famous opera singer. I actually have quite a good voice, you know. See, very nice. But when I started singing in bathroom, when I was a small boy, my mom came and she whacked the door and she said, "Stop it!" So my career to become a famous opera singer took a dramatic downturn. I never made it. Despite I was convinced I have it. You know, so karma did not allow me to become what I thought I should become. You have that feeling sometimes? Who wants to become perfect? Hands up. Very good. Very, very good. And who is yet not perfect due to some unforeseen circumstances? Hands up. Karma. Welcome to the club. Because our karma does not allow us yet to become perfect immediately. If we would not have any karma, the thought, we would become the embodiment. So Daddy says the sign is, you want something, it doesn't work out. Number two, suddenly something happens to you. You experience this sometimes? Suddenly. Oh, it can be very bad. Suddenly you get sick. It happens. Who had an accident? Okay. Who has lost the phone? Who has lost his mobile phone? I lost it. Hands up. Welcome. That's bad, ne? That's very bad. Oh, it's so bad. Okay. We have accidents, you know, sometimes, you know. Who got a virus in the computer? Yeah. Who lost money in some unforeseen circumstances? Here we are. You bought some junk and it was not working. No? That's bad karma. And number three is, you are suffering in interaction with relatives or friends or members of the famous Brahma Kumaris movement. Who is sometimes suffering when he's interacting with friends or relatives or members of the Brahma Kumaris? Hands up. Be honest. they don't give me respect. He's taking my seat. Again, he has used my shawl. That is my shawl. Or in the center, you know, when you come and you want to park, and then this other Brahmin, he put his car on your parking lot. Despite that you told him, he's only a new Baba baby, and this parking space is for senior brothers and sisters. But he doesn't listen, you know. Or you come home to your relatives, they don't understand you. They ask, what are you doing at this crazy Brahma Kumaris? They only take your money and your time. And you said, no, it's not like that. They're really good people, but they don't believe you. So these are the signs of karma on your shoulders. And when you have karma on your shoulders, that what you want to do is not happening. That's why you don't become perfect immediately. This is why your thoughts not materialize. Now you may ask, where is that karma being stored? Where is the karma? Anybody knows? Where is the karma being recorded? Huh? Yeah, but where are the sanskaras? Huh? Yeah. You see, science is very clever. I show you now where your karma is being recorded. You see, all of us, we have a subtle energy body. Astral body, your angelic body. You heard about that? Baba talks about the subtle body a lot. So the subtle body is your electromagnetic field, which is around you. And science can photograph it. This is Clairion photography. This is the aura of a person. And when you're very holy, very elevated, when you're a daddy, your aura is 25 meters, 30 meters long, big. And when you're a chotu, just joined the Brahma Kumaris, just a freshling, your aura is like this, very small. And when you're sick, the aura may have a dent at the place of the organ. When your lungs are sick, you have a dent here. Your stomach is sick, you have a dent here. And that's how aura healing is going to happen. You heard about aura healing? People can see the aura because in your energetic field, everything is visible. And this is your angelic body. This is another picture of your electromagnetic field. It can be measured with instrument now. It can be made photographies. You can even make photos with a different color of the aura. So imagine somebody has a very red aura. What is his state of mind? He is very angry. You all know it because we feel it. We can feel it and we can sense it. We are all communicating all the time, and when we meet somebody, we can sense the aura. This is why when a senior comes, everybody says, oh, very good, very good. Want to touch the feet. Yeah? Because we can sense the aura and the vibration. Because we are on the pathway towards truth. And truth means that vibration is being revealed. And all the time we are communicating on this subtle astral level. Any thought we're having, energy is coming out from our astral body and reaching to the other person. That's 2 days, 3 days ago, Baba spoke a very tough mulina about our thoughts. You remember? Everybody was scared afterwards. Everybody... Because Baba said, don't... Every thought you have will have an effect. Every thought is reaching everybody in a microsecond. So check your thoughts, check your thoughts, check your thoughts. You remember 3 or 4 days ago, very tough moly. Because science can measure it. Every emotion you have, you change the color of your aura. Every feeling you're very happy, you are here. This is enlightenment. You're angry, you know. And everybody can feel it. So that's where your karma is being stored. And the tricky part is you don't get rid of it. Just like that. You don't get rid of it just like that. It sticks with you. Even if you die, what happened to your aura? Huh? Yes. You take your aura and the energy field into the next birth. And that's how you take the aura with you. Now, how to get rid of the bad, and every action you do is recorded in your energy field in the aura. And when you have a bad karma, you're not glowing, you're not shining, and your aura will have many dents. It's not nice round, it's dented. No? So how to fix that? We'll have meditation. How to settle karma? With meditation. So, how to fix your karma and your astral body? How to fix it? One is good karma, but something very powerful. Baba speaks every day in the Muli. Remember me. Yes? Remember Baba. Because what happened in yoga, you connect to Baba, to the pure energy, and slowly you allow the pure energy to come into your own energy field. And then you sometimes feel resistance in meditation, like some tension. And you bring that light to that tension spot. You heal this area. You heal your heart. You heal your stomach. You heal your shoulders. Every tension, slowly you take it all out. And you feel your aura. And you take all the dents and the shadows out of your system. You can do it consciously. The more deeper you go in meditation, you will be able to experience that, how the light starts filling up and you yourself become light. That's having the bodiless experience. This is why you don't have it in the beginning, because your vibration is not there. You have too many dents in your aura, in your energy field. And these dents, they keep you. Because the soul can feel, oh, there's a problem, here's a problem. And often that's connected to the body. There's a problem with the stomach tension, or you have some shoulder problem. Who has a little bit problem with the body? We all have a little bit problem. Yeah, me too. Yeah, we all have some, one or the other, teeth, this, that, knees, hips, you know, skin, whatever, you know. So, these are all dents in the aura. And that is why it takes a little bit time. But you can accelerate that. And Dadi says, settle karma with regular meditation. That's all. And I one time asked Nevebhai also, and I said, Nevebhai, everybody who's coming to Madhuban, he has so many problems. Because I came to Madhuban, I had so many problems. Nevebhai said, brother, you just follow Srimad and meditate with Baba, everything will be okay. So it needs a little bit time. It doesn't go overnight. This is why Baba said, use your time as valuable as possible and remember me. There's also a lot of scientific evidence on the power of meditation, what actually happens. They put yogis since 30 years in the research, you know, many research institutes around the world, and they find out if you meditate regular, you increase your social competence, you love yourself, you love others, you increase relaxation and improves health. That sometimes take a bit time. But it increases the brain cells and activities and changes habits and awareness. So meditation has to be found to change old sanskaras, which are recorded in your energy field and connected to your karma. So meditation science is also telling us if you meditate regular, you're able to change. And, of course, bring the light back into your astral body. Our light has been very low, very, very low. And we are actually super bright lights. We're the brightest lights of the world. And when you meditate, imagine that. And that has a big, big impact on the meditation experience which you have. If you meditate with this awareness, it's like opening a key. Opening a lock, and you say, I'm a shining star and I'm full of light, and allow Baba's light to come into me. And suddenly you can feel it, and you guide your thoughts, and your thoughts are creating the experience. And you can accelerate your meditation experience consciously by guided thoughts. And the thoughts you guide through the understanding what's going on. And I've shown you a little bit what happened in your astral body with the vibration and the energy which is there, and science can show it now. But our thoughts, our brain is wonderful, and the vibration is wonderful, and our mind is wonderful, and is reaching all the time out. You know, we're all the time connected. And that's how we can become creators. Who want to become a creator of the new world? You like to become a creator of the new world? Okay, we start with sustainable yogic farming. You know about yogic farming? Is the rural wing is doing it, it's a project. And what we do is, we meditate, we started 10 years ago with a couple of thousand farmers in Gujarat, and we meditate with the seeds, with the carrots. We say, your carrot, you are very good. You don't need any fertilizer, and even if you have not enough water, you will grow, you will be very, very good. You will be the best carrot in the world. And you know what happened? So this is the carrot with yoga power, organic farming and chemical treatment. And you know what we did is, so the yogic carrot is the biggest, and we sent all the carrots to the chemical lab for analyzers. And you know what they found out? This carrot has the highest vitamins and the highest minerals and the highest nutritional effect. So it's the most tasty, but it's also the most healthy. And no fertilizer, no bugs. And see how happy is the farmer? She's smiling. And this is yogic farming with wheat. You see the difference between meditation and without meditation. His brother Raju is doing in the rural wing. And this webpage, yogikkheti.org, you will find all the information. And we have the land in Shantivan. You go to the yogic farming land, Tapovan, and you can see all this in very practical. And so what does it mean? It means everything connects to everything. My thoughts are connected to other people's aura. My thoughts are connected to the trees. My thoughts are connected to the plants. My thoughts are connected to the whole universe. The universe exists because I exist, and all the time I nourish the world around me. And if I change my thoughts, we create Satyuga. At the moment we are supporting Kali Yuga. So after some days you're all going back home. So when you go back home, you know, check bank account is okay. And when you come home, you check the fridge. Milk, food, coffee, everything, vegetables. And don't forget to do check-in with the flight. And before, you must buy quarter pajama, shawls, saris, all these kind of things. And don't forget to meet the seniors, and don't forget to pick up the tollies. Don't forget to pick up the tollies, you promise? So these are the thoughts we have. And with that thoughts, the tollies, the journey, the flight, the check-in, the bank account, then you go back to work. Are you sometimes thinking on the work you're doing? Sometimes you think what happens when you go home? So with these thoughts, we're supporting the world as it is. And the world is as it is because we're thinking like that. All the time we radiate energy, we support everything as it is. That's why things are as they are. And Baba says, the time and the clock of world transformation is with the children. Isn't that interesting? We are masters, but we've forgotten about it. And our mind is most of the time in trivial matters. You know, this, that, you know. And that's why the world is trivial. The world is as it is, and we are connected to the world. So if we change our thinking, we elevate our thinking, vibration will change, energy will change, which we are radiating out, nature will respond, the atoms will respond, the whole physical universe responds to our vibration. Because Baba many times says, you are masters of matter. And this is to be understood literate. You can really do abracadabra in golden age. You know, we can do magic. Right now, this is beyond. But when we create new world, new Satyuga, we all do magic together. So what we have to do is, we have to heal our heart. Heal your heart, heal your emotions. You know, heal yourself first. The daddy said, heal yourself, and then you heal the world. No? That's our slogan also in the climate change, which says, start with yourself. Become shiny. Heal your aura in meditation. Sit there. Don't become drowsy. Open eyes and say, Baba, send light to me and heal me. And then we have positive thoughts. And we have to imagine our perfect world. There was a very famous song, Imagine All the People, by the most famous pop group in the world. Oh, you are not the generation. Imagine all the people. The Beatles, who said it? Yeah. Oh, you're also an older, you're also an elderly brother. The Beatles, the most famous pop group in human history, they made a song. Imagine all the people living together in peace and harmony and love. So the most important emotion is love. So we imagine our world of perfection. Love, peace, happiness. Then comes harmony automatically and beauty. Love is healing everything. Baba's love, it said God's love has the most impact. It's the most powerful. So if you love yourself and you accept yourself and your situation, everything is all right. Brijmohan one time said, everything is all right. Even the bad things are all right. They are good. And I felt this a little bit crazy, but ultimately it is the drama and everything is all right. So you have to heal yourself. Once you heal yourself, you heal your heart, you heal your aura, everything will be all right. Okay, let's have a last meditation and then maybe you have some questions. And I have also some, who wants, I have the environmental brochure. If you want to have more information, we have also an environmental initiative and you can come get a newsletter every 2 months. Okay, let's have a final meditation. Reach out and bring the light to the world. Om Shanti. So I'm concentrating on my forehead and I understand I am a master. Baba is my friend, my beloved. He is my companion. I am connecting to the light. The light comes to me and is very soothing, very relaxing. I'm filling up my aura. I'm charging my angelic body with Baba's light. Slowly, slowly, I'm chasing away all the dark spots, all my trigger points. I free myself. I'm expanding my aura. I'm healing my heart. I become happy. I become whole and perfect. I am an angel. Beautiful. I'm sending love to nature, to the trees, to the ocean, to the air. I send love to all the animals. I'm sending love to all my friends, to my relatives, to all the other Brahmins, especially those with whom I have a little bit of karma. I put them in the light. I am a light. You are also light. All my karma is dissolving. I'm visualizing now planet Earth with all these 8 billion souls. I'm sending love to the planet, to all the souls. I put the light around the globe in my hands. I send love to all the other souls. May you find your perfect stage. May you become light. I become a master, an angel of light, master over my sanskars, master over matter, sitting at the right hand of Baba. I have no worries. I have no fear. I help Baba in the transition from this old world to the next beautiful paradise, to Satyuga. I am a healer. I'm healing myself. I am a master. Om Shanti. So, my dear friends, I hope you have been inspired and understand now what is the relation between environment and what's going on in the world, and what's going on in my own aura, and why it is so important that I charge myself and heal myself. Time is up. If anybody has a question, he can talk to me. And I have also some brochures, which I will put here in front, so anybody who likes can take them. And anybody who wants some more information about environment or what is going on, he can also catch with me. Thank you very much, and Om Shanti.